Valerie Brown Kuchera brings us Little Spouse on the Prairie, the show where she pokes affectionate fun at her husband, her kids, her home, and her rural life, even though she loves them all fiercely, maybe a little too fiercely.
My world looks better if things are in their places. My anxiety is considerably less if the items in the junk drawer are alphabetized. I did not, however, choose to alphabetize our board game storage. Initially, I did alphabetize, but all of the boxes are different sizes, and that method of filing resulted in haphazard, wobbly stacks. Quite used to dealing with adversity, though, I came up with an alternate filing system based on box size. For several weeks following an organizational spree, I can open the game cupboard doors, breathe deeply in a meditative manner, and relax. If other rooms are starting to pile up, I can get the equivalent of a $200 therapy session just by opening the doors of the game cupboards and staring at the stacked by size boxes for 10 minutes. It's an economical way to find my zen. This treatment method only fails if I open those doors to find open boxes, Monopoly money scattered, pawns in disarray, and God forbid, boxes of differing sizes stacked together. This happens after each time that my children play games unbeknownst to me, which is admittedly a rare occurrence. Typically, my kids love their mother too much to ever exclude her from a rousing round of Scrabble. They even, on occasion, pretend they don't want to play when I enthusiastically yell, "Family game night!" on a Saturday evening. Despite my vigilance, another board game anomaly sometimes occurs. For example, 14 years ago, I purchased an Ants in Your Pants game to play in a hotel room with then little Millie while her dad attended a business conference. Somehow, one of the ants got lost, and I didn't discover the disaster until we returned to our hometown, 5 hours away. Though I thought about calling the hotel and having the staff search for the wayward ant, in the end, after weeks of sleepless nights, I was forced to discard the game. Recently, my youngest child, Clementine, received an Operation game for Christmas. As wrapping paper, bows, tags, and ribbons were flying about, Clementine removed the cellophane and began to play. I tried to put the brakes on this clearly dangerous activity, but in the chaos of taking Christmas photos, I didn't accomplish that goal. Operation is that game in which players attempt to surgically remove various teeny tiny plastic parts from a clown-like figure using only a pair of small tweezers. Within minutes of opening this game, somehow the clown's broken heart piece was lost. Though we combed through wrappings and even the garbage once the devastating loss was discovered, our efforts were to no avail. Now, 14 years ago, when our Ants in Your Pants piece went missing, I was not as internet savvy as I am today. Shortly after the holidays, I decided to order the broken heart piece from eBay. After a brief search, I found a seller who specializes in missing game pieces. I was gratified to see that had I lost the plastic ant from Ants in Your Pants today, I would have been able to replace it for a mere $12 plus $7 in shipping. The Operation Broken Heart piece, because only one of those comes in each game, was slightly more. To replace this piece, I'd need to pay $14 plus shipping. Now, I was moderately surprised by the shipping price, as the little heart is only a millimeter thick and 2.5 millimeters in diameter, and it weighs so little that it doesn't register on a milligram scale. But the cost of carelessness knows no bounds. Only briefly did I consider the fact that Santa paid less than that for the entire game. I hit confirm on the order and looked forward to a good night's sleep once that little broken heart arrived in the mail.
Little Spouse on the Prairie. It is a production of High Plains Public Radio, written and voiced by Valerie Brown Kuchera, with production assistance by Angie Hafley and music by Kelly Wirtz. More Little Spouse on the Prairie episodes can be found online at hppr.org under the Programs tab.
Tune in next Sunday morning at 8:35.